The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
And with that, we welcome you back again to Topeka, Kansas, where tonight, in our second game of our high school basketball doubleheader, the guys play, and it is a great matchup here in the Meadowlark League, as number one in Class 4A, Atchison, is hosted by number one in Class 5A, Highland Park. Hello again, everybody. Joseph's in the studio, producing and engineering and just jamming on the Care Radio tunes. I can hear his toe tapping in the background occasionally, and I understand that. Welcome back here again. The crowd, well, I'd hope for better. A lot of people have come from Atchison for this one here this evening. Highland Park coming into the game tonight, 16-0. Atchison coming in at 15-1. And that said, not only is it bragging rights, it's positioning in a state tournament of sub-state, but it's also for a championship in the Meadowlark League. We're going to take a little quick break. We'll be back here in Topeka. I'm going to bring you starters, a little more insight, and then the tip-off. It's the guys' game coming up next here on CARE.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's and Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds have been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in 10 lots. Blair's Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary. where caring is their specialty.
Only Taco John's Value Its menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch Burritos with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. The Value Its menu, only at Taco John's.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's.
Good to be back with you here in Topeka, Kansas. Public address announcer, getting set to introduce the starters to our crowd this evening. While he's doing that, allow me to start introducing you. Good to see you. First of all, for Highland Park, the Scott Center. Head coach Michael Williams, his assistant Nate Wallace. They're going to be starting 6 foot senior Trey Richardson. They're going to have Jameer King Cannon. He's a 6 foot 3 inch senior. A sophomore, 5 foot 10, Jamon Wilson. You're going to find Ja'Cory Robinson on the floor. He's a sophomore at 6 foot 4. And at 6'2", junior Tamir Anderson. So for Highland Park, going to be Richardson, King Cannon, Wilson, Robinson, Anderson. For the Atchison Phoenix, and head coach Pat Battle. His assistant, Christian Arnold and Mark May. And Atchison is going to be starting. Jamal Hernandez, a junior. A junior in Jeter Purdy. A junior in Trey Carter. A senior in Jesse Greenlee. And a freshman getting the nod tonight, Simon Rowley. Atchison in the traveling Phoenix red with gold for the Scott. It's the home white with red. And I'm trying to decide what that accent stripe, I think, in keeping with the theme, it is a very dark forest green, red and forest green, a team color. First game of the evening. It went back and forth. That Atchison Phoenix girls team got behind in the game, battled back, cut the gap to 2 late in the game, but it was Highland Park coming away with the win in the ladies game in the earlier one here tonight. More basketball coming up tomorrow night on K-Radio. Sports Look Thursday. High School Hoops Friday. Benedictine over at Canton on Saturday. Coming into center circle to jump it off. For Atchison, it will be Jeter. For Highland Park, we're going to see who they bring into the circle. It is going to be Ja'Cory Robinson, the 6'4 sophomore. We are set to go and hope you enjoy it. This should be fun basketball. Fisher comes into the center circle. The ball is up. Tip is away. It'll be controlled down by the Scots, and we're underway. Highland Park with the basketball. Going from right to left across your dial here in the opening half. Here's a drive into the lane. The shot is up. Partially deflected. The follow shot is up, and it won't go in. And a rebound is going to be torn away by Atchison. Coming up with the basketball for Atchison is going to be Jesse. Jesse Greenlee comes up with it. And back down the floor. Here comes Atchison high. Phoenix with the basketball. Lob it up on top. That's going to be Trey Carter with it. Dumps it over to the left side. Gets it over there to Simon Rowley. Atchison going a little smaller tonight to start the game. Rowley will have it on the right wing. Comes out on top to Trey. He'll drive into the lane. Gets doubled up. Big collision. That's an offensive foul. Yeah. Trey Carter. He had gone in. Very determined, getting a shot away. And a defender. I thought maybe a first defender might have fouled him. But subsequent to that, he will pick up the foul. It'll be foul number one by either team tonight. We're 7-11 to go in the opening quarter. Still scoreless in Topeka. Topside with it. That's going to be Jamon Wilson for the Scots. The drive over to the right side. The dish way out on the left wing. Trey Richardson. Richardson will look into the middle. No room. Comes back out on top. Little crossover dribble, starts the right side, gets inside, falls away, shot is up and too soft, and a rebound. We're going to have an Atchison foul. Officials coming over, and the foul is going to be on Jeter. It'll be his first foul. We are just over a minute into the game, and Atchison with two fouls, one on Jeter Pretty, one on Trey Carter. It will be Scott Basketball coming into their end. They'll strike to the right side, kick it over to the left, the baseline three, nice. Draining it for Hyde Park is going to be Jameer, and King Cannon will have the first points of the ball game. Atchison trails by a 3-0 count. Jamar King Cannon. AHS with the ball. Here's Zamar Hernandez. Back out on top to Carter. Has the ball stripped out of his hands. Going to be saved. Jeter just happened to be in the right spot at the right time. Now the feet into the middle is going to go through the hands of Rowley. And Atchison will turn it over. It's a 3-0 lead early in the ball game for Highland Park. 6:20 to go and rolling along here in the opening quarter. And the Park walks it up the floor. It's going to be Trey Richardson. Richardson will bring it up. He's it over to the right side. Pulls up the long two. It does not go in. And Hernandez clears down the rebound. Here comes Atchison. Tomorrow will bring it over to the right side, right in front of the Scott bench to Trey. Back to Hernandez. He'll start a drive into the lane. And they'll say, as he began his drive, a defender comes in and fouls him. It's going to be the first Highland Park foul tonight. It'll belong to Jamon Williams. So Williams will pick up his first foul of the game. And we're at just inside 6 minutes to go. First quarter. Atchison's going to bring this ball from beneath their goal all the way into the backcourt, having trouble getting it in play. Now Rowley will drive down, change to the left hand, put a shot on his way and score it. Simon Rowley has the first bucket of the game for Atchison. It is 3-2 Highland Park. 5:45 to go in the opening quarter. Two teams seeming just a little tentative here in the early going. Down to the right side is going to be Robinson. He'll dish it. The fadeaway shot is up and in. Trey Richardson with two. 5-2, Scott. Atchison really spreading the floor. I mean, they've got guys on way out on both sides, way out on top, and trying to open up the inside a little bit. Now, here's the driving shot, Rowley, and they're going to call it for the offensive foul. So Rowley with contact in the middle, and that is going to be the second offensive foul called against Atchison in the first 3 minutes of this game. 5:15 to play, first quarter. Hannah Park will make its first substitution here this evening. And into the game for Highland Park, we are going to see 6 foot sophomore Mikey Williams. Hannah Park over to the left side with the basketball. It's going to be Jamar King Cannon. Jameer will bring it off on top, way up high. It's going to be Williams, dumping it over to the right edge. Now down to the baseline right. It's going to be Ja'Cory Robinson. Underneath, reverses layup. It's up and no good. Rebound is going to be saved by the Scots. Out on top, uncontested three, short. Rebound, Trey Carter. Atchison will come up with a basketball. Still a 5-2 lead. In the middle is going to be Greenlee. He will spin, shoot, and score. Jesse Greenlee on the board. Atchison within a point at 5-4. 4.5 to go in the first. Not real high scoring in the early part of the game. Highland works outside. Atchison is player defense. The feed in the middle. A little short jump shot. Ja'Cory Robinson for two. 7-4 Highland Park. AHS top side. Here's Amar Hernandez. Goes over to the left side to Trey. Trey looking directly into the eyes of Trey Richardson. Back here goes Hernandez, left side. Skip pass in the middle. It's going to be batted away. They're trying to get into Jesse. Long arms in the middle. Able to reach around Jesse. Slap the ball free. It comes off on top. Here's a King Cannon three that misses. Purdy rebounds it down. Atchison back up the floor with it. 3.5 to go. First quarter moving along pretty briskly. The feed over to the right side is going to get away, and Atchison will turn it over. Up the floor, it's going to be Williams. He'll go left side, feed it out on top, all alone, set shot, three, in and out, nope. Rebound, batted around, saved by Highland Park. He'll spin into the lane. In the game for Highland Park now, Amari Taylor. Atchison will make a substitution out of the game for Coach Battle. It's going to be Simon Rowley, and checking in will be Jace Richards. 3:15 to go in the first. You've got a long shot on its way, and good for two. They're going to say not a three, a two here for Trey Richardson, his fourth point of the game. It is now 9-4, and we're 3 minutes to go. Hyland Park with the lead. Atchison has the basketball, trailing it by five. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Over to the right side, Ray Bowen has also come in, bringing a little perimeter firepower. The shot up by Carter, rejected. Back up the floor, it'll come to Richardson. Feet to the right side. The transition shot missing. That was a beautiful breakaway transition shot that does not go in for Jameer King-Gannon. It's going to come back to Atchison down to the baseline. Count ticking into the game for Highland Park. It's going to be Gabe Davis. Okay, Gabe is, he's a big guy, okay? Gabe is a senior, 6'7". Big, strong. And he's in there at the five. 2:20 to play in the first. Driving in, Trey Carter loses his balance, falls to the floor. The breakaway on the other end, and the finger roll is going to be up and good. Richardson, he's exploded for 6 opening quarter points. Atchison going to take a timeout. Let's take a break with Coach Battle. We've got 2:15 to go in the opening quarter here in Topeka. It is Highland Park 11, Atchison 4.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
We come back, and Atchison coming up the floor with it. A quick feed into the middle, and Jesse Greenlee for two. It's 11-6, Highland Park. Driving down, the shot's going to go up. They're going to have a foul, count the bucket, and a chance for a conventional three. That is Trey Richardson. With 1:50 to go in the opening quarter. We're going to have substitutions into the game for Highland Park, substitutions into the game for Atchison. And Trey Richardson looking for his 9th point of the opening quarter. He's going to step up here, looking for that right-hand free throw. It is on its way, will not go in, and the rebound's tipped out. Highland Park's going to save it. Out on top, Mickey. His shot to the left side, no good. Rebound Richardson, into the lane from 10. Off the window and good. Trey Richardson with two more. It is now 15-6. Atchison with the ball left side. Ray Bowen will launch the three. Off the mark. Rebounding down, it's going to be Highland Park. Highland coming down with the basketball. That's going to be Adrian Drew Gregory. Adrian is a 6-foot senior. He'll put up a left-handed shot and hit it. Gregory gets his first 2 points, and Atchison in a little trouble. They're trailing by 11 with 1:10 to go in the first quarter. Grape feeds into the middle. It's going to be batted away. Sue's on the floor. It's going to get out of bounds. They will stay. Atchison basketball from the far side. Highland Park is going to take Richardson out of the game. They're also going to pull Gabe Davis out. Jamon Williams and Tamir Anderson back in for Coach Williams and Highland. 1 minute to go, opening quarter. Here's a three for Bowen. No. Rebound. Pulled down by the Scots. Jameer Kincannon with the board up the floor. Squares it up. Goes to three. Gets it. Kincannon second three. 20-6. 38 seconds to play in the first quarter. Atchison in a little trouble early on here on the road this evening. AHS goes left side, comes out on top, Zamar. He's running it at the one now. Gets it over to Purdy. They've got Rafe playing the two. The feed comes in the middle on the 4-1 time from the floor. Behind his head, Greenlee shoots, sipping in. counts the bucket, draws a foul. That was a nice play by Jesse Greenleaf, who's been the bright spot for the Aces in offense today. The foul is going to be on Jameer King Cannon. It's going to be his first foul. It'll be team foul two by Highland Park. Atchison has committed three. Now they're going to stop the game for a moment. And literally, somebody throws a towel out on the floor and the official's rubbing it down with his foot. 14 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Jesse Greenlee coming to the free throw line for AHS. As the game has gone on, the crowd has filtered in to some extent. Jesse coming to the line for the free throw. And gets it. So Jesse Greenlee knocks that one in, and he's got seven of Atchison's nine. Back over to the left side, Highland Park with plenty of time. They'll feed it over to the left edge, looking into the three-point circle now, bringing it back out on top. They'll go to Williams, has the ball stripped out of his hands and unable to get a shot away. Before the buzzer goes off, the first quarter has come to an end. We'll be back here in Topeka. Second quarter of the guys' game on the way. After one, Highland Park, 20 Atchison 9.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's
913-367-2650. When both teams huddle around the respective coaching stands, the opening quarter scoring looks like this for Highland Park. It has been the Trey Richardson show. He has been inside, outside, doing it all. 10 opening quarter points for Richardson. Jameer King Cannon, a pair of three-point shots, has six, and then two each for Ja'Cory Robinson and Adrian Drew Gregory. For Atchison, how about Jesse Greenlee? Seven of the Phoenix nine. The other two belong to Simon Rowley. We're back to action. Possession arrow belong to the Phoenix. Atchison puts the ball in play, and we are back underway. Way out topside with it is going to be Zamar Hernandez. And now the pass goes out on top. Zamar had broken the baseline. The pass went to the top of the key. The ball rolls out of bounds in the backcourt, and it will belong to Highland Park on the unforced turnover by AHS. Bringing it in is going to be King Cannon. Walking the ball up the floor, Jamon Williams. They've got Trey Richardson out right now. Now they're just going to pull up and throw down a three. King Cannon, three shots, three threes, 23-9. 7:20 to play here in this first quarter. Atchison, top side is going to be Zamar Hernandez. Back over to the right to Rafe. Now on the left side is going to be to Jeter. Rafe will start, or rather, the driving shot, Zamar, no. Rebound underneath. Back up and in. Jesse for two more, and he's got nine. Jesse Greenlee makes it 23-11. Here's a three from the left side. Wide. Rebound, Jeter Purdy. So Atchison will sweep down the board. That's got Coach Williams behind the park on his feet, telling his team a little more patient, being a little more selective. The feet in the middle for Greenlee. He'll back in, have the ball knocked away from in front. Puts the shot on its way. It's no good. Hannah Park's going to rebound it down. Down the court, running shot, up and good. 25-11, Highland Park. Now underneath on the other side, that's Jace Richards for two. Jace getting his first points in the game. 25-13. We've got 6:15 to go in the opening half. Been a lot of points thrown on the board already by these two clubs. Highland Park with the basketball. Over to the right side, it's going to be Jamon Williams. Now here's another three. This one is going to be the first miss of the game by King Cannon. And Atchison will secure the defensive rebound. Zamar into the forecourt, goes right side, Rafe. Back out Zamar. He'll dump it left. Here's Purdy for the three. Off the mark and a rebound. Off the fingertips
of Ja'Cory Robinson. It'll be Atchison basketball. Substitutions coming in for each team into the game for Atchison. We are going to see Trey Carter come back in. And for Atchison, we are also going to see, checking into the game, Eric Smith III. Here's Atchison. It's a three, and it's up and good. So DeMar will get his first bucket of the game, and it's 25-16. Big three-point shot, the first three of the game for the Phoenix. Here's Trey Richardson, jump shot, no rebound chase. Atchison up the floor. Samar with Trey Carter in the game. Samar swings over to take the two spots. Comes out to Jeter. Now, Atchison is a big team now. Coach Battle has rotated players in, and he's given Highland Park a couple of different looks. Started with a smaller team. Now he's gone to a taller team. Now the ball's going to be thrown away by Richardson. Showtime up and in. Trey Richardson, 14 points. 27-16. And we're at the five-minute mark of the first half. Samar goes right side. Down low, cuts in, falls away, rejected out of bounds. The block by Jamon Williams. Out of the game comes Jamon Williams and Amari Taylor in for Highland Park. And now we're going to see a timeout utilized. Yep. Joseph, let's do it, man. We're going to take a break. 4:48 to go, first half of the boys' game. It is Highland Park 27, Atchison 16.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Welcome back to Topeka, Kansas, the capital city. 27-16 is the Highland Park lead here at home this evening. They won the previous meeting between these two teams. Back in Atchison, here's Jace Richards, has his shot knocked away and out of bounds by Jamar Kincannon. Back it'll come, Trey Carter will do the inbound. Phoenix putting the ball in play at their offensive end. And they're going to come way out near midcourt. Nice job by Jeter Purdy to secure the inbound play. Here's Trey. He'll just launch the three. It's short. Rebound. Take it away by Highland Park. Up the court. It's 2-on-1. Going in. Going up. Missing the driving layup. Rebounding it down to Atchison. Here's Zamar. Down the court. The finger rolled in the layup. It's good. Hernandez has five. 27-18. And Atchison's back to within nine. At 4:15 to play in the first half. Oh, a beautiful spin move in the lane. The shot is up missing, and they're going to call Richards for the foul. Jay's coming in. I thought he'd taken a pretty nice interior position and remained very vertical as he went up to reject the shot, but they will call him for the foul. It will be Jay's foul number one, Atchison. Team foul five. First free throw here is good. And Ja'Cory Robinson has his third point this evening. And the Park continues to be led by Trey Richardson at 14 now. Jameer Kincannon right behind him with three threes for nine. Jesse Greenlee leading Atchison right now. He also has nine. Second free throw. No good. Atchison and Jeter Purdy coming down with the rebound. 28-18, and we are halfway through the second quarter. Standing all the way in the center circle, Trey Carter directs traffic, running the Phoenix ball club from the one spot. Swings it over to the right side, gets it there to Rowley. Back over comes to Purdy. He'll launch a three that's far too hard. Rowley with a nice rebound, but his follow won't go in. Rebound underneath Jesse. His follow will go. 11, Jesse Greenlee. 28-20. And we have 3:40 left, opening half. Once more, we're going to get Trey Richardson walking it down the floor. Beautiful little backdoor pass to Mikey Williams. Back out on top to Trey. Richardson starts right, drives left, backs in, spins, turns, shoots, no, followed up, yes. The putback by Ja'Cory Robinson. 30-20. We're down to 3:13 to go in the second quarter. And we're going to see something a little different here from Highland Park as they're settling into a zone defense, a 2-3 zone. Usually see very athletic teams, and this team is very athletic. Play that man defense more, but Coach Williams has decided to switch it up, and Atchison's going to turn it over. Back up with the ball, and will come Highland Park. Inside 3 minutes to go in the opening half now. It is a 30-20 lead for Highland Park. Trey Richardson swings it to the left edge. Jameer Anderson back out on top. It's going to come. Mikey Williams kicks it back left. Amari Taylor. And here's a three. Fails. Anderson from way outside. And that was an impressive shot by Tamir. 33-20. Atchison from the baseline left. The shot is up. No good. Bound for the rebound. Is still loose on the floor. Still being fought for. Here comes Highland Park. It's a 2-on-1. They'll dish it over to the left side. Atchison down the board quickly on defense. And traveling call on Highland Park. Samari Taylor. And that's because Atchison transitioned into the defense very quickly. Got down the floor. And forced that turnover. 2 minutes and 18 seconds left in the half. This game's moving along at a really brisk pace. We have not had a lot of free throws. A couple of free throw appearances for Highland Park. One free throw appearance for Atchison. And we're now down to just over 2 minutes to go in the half. And AHS is spreading the floor a little bit. You got Rowley and Carter way up top side on opposite corners. They try to go back door and the pass anticipated stolen. Up the court, Richardson another bucket. Off the steal and off the transition, Trey Richardson has 16. Pushing now. The Scots lead to 15 at 35-20. We're a minute 45 away from halftime. Atchison's going to have some repairs to do at intermission. Here's another shot by Jesse Greenlee. 13 for Jesse. 35-22. Minute and a half to go in the half. As the Scots bring the ball down, they kind of hold it up on top. They're running crossing patterns through the middle of the lane. From one side to the other of the free throw line, down to the baseline, the opposite side of the lane. Now a shot goes up, and they're going to wave. They're going to say it was blocked, but they're going to wave off the block and call a goaltend. Highland Park will take the timeout. We're going to take a timeout with them. Put away the bucket. It's going to be credited to Ja'Cory Robinson if he's keeping that scorebook at home. Shows up a break with a minute 15 to go in the opening half of this game. It is Highland Park at home, leading Atchison 37-22.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Coming out of the timeout, Atchison bringing the basketball up the floor and down court with the left side, and it's going to be Simon Rowley. He'll go all the way to the baseline, keeps the dribble alive, brings it over to the left edge now. It's going to be Purdy down to the baseline. Rafe Bowen is checked back in. Rafe looking into the middle, finds no room. His pass out on top. It's going to be deflected, stolen away. Down the floor it comes, and a one-hand layup. It's going to be up and good for Highland Park at Ja'Cory Robinson. That pushes it out of 39-22. Largest lead to the ball game for Highland Park. Now it's 17 with 40 seconds left to go in the opening half. Here's the left side, Greenlee. Shot for three up, won't go. And again, a rebound down to Ja'Cory. Robinson outlets it up the floor, and we're going to have a blocking foul in the backcourt by Rowley. Simon Rowley picking up the personal foul. It'll be his first or his second of the ball game. He is the first Atchison player to have picked up a second foul. Highland Park has committed two first half fouls. Highland Park is also going to bring Tamir Anderson back in. Demir's going to be deep, deep in the right corner, baseline right. They're also going to go deep, deep in the left corner, baseline left. Out on top of it, it's going to be Trey Richardson and one player standing on each block. So you got four guys sideline to sideline across down to the baseline. Very interesting alignment down here. Here's a drive over to the right side. Trey Richardson goes all over the baseline, shakes and turns and twists, gets the shot away, won't go, follow shot, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Atchison. The running shot at the buzzer off the rim. It's halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you here in Topeka. Intermission score in the Meadowlark League. It is Highland Park 39, Atchison 22.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Back with you here in Topeka, Kansas, where at the end of the half, it is a 39-22 lead for the home team here at Highland Park. Recap of the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for Highland Park, how about Trey Richardson? Fantastic half. He's got 16 points. No one else with double digits, but both Jamar Kincannon and Ja'Cory Robinson have 9. 3 in the half for Tamir Anderson, with Adrian Drew Gregory knocking in 2. For Atchison, 13 and a half for Jesse Greenlee. Jamar Hernandez with 5 and 2 each. Jace Richards and Simon Rowley. Rowley has 2 fouls for Atchison. No other player on either team has more than 1. That's it. Second half of this one coming up live here on Care Radio. Looking forward to bringing it to you. But right now with the intermission score in Topeka, Highland Park 39, Atchison 22. We're going to kick it back to Joseph at a Care Sports Studio. He's got your halftime.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
When the weather takes a turn for the worse, count on Care Radio and MSC News to keep you informed. Find up-to-the-minute closings, cancellations, and postponements on our free regional website, mscnews.net.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you high school basketball from Topeka Highland Park. We will rejoin the Phoenix as they are on the road with Tom Couts on the call in just a couple of moments. Taking a look at the Kerr Country sports schedule, we've got Marhill Mount Academy at Valley Falls tomorrow evening with the first game scheduled for 6 p.m. when the girls will take to the court. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20 in the evening on Thursday nights. Friday brings us back to high school basketball as we've got Atchison High versus Labette City. Join us at 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. And Saturday, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you as the Ravens will play host, or no, will be on the road at Culver Stockton. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Our Care Radio Valentine's Sweetheart Giveaway is all wrapped up. Congratulations to our winner, Gary Fowler of Nortonville. Gary scores the following prizes from our great sponsors. From Subiaco Wine Bar, alcohol-free wine. From AFA Advisors, LLC, a wonderful coffee gift basket. From Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique in Nortonville, a $20 gift certificate. From Snap Fitness, 10 free tans. And from Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, a Cupid cake. Stay tuned for details on our next big giveaway. It's coming soon.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Taking a look around Northeast Kansas in basketball action, we had Jackson Heights beat Horton in the girls' game. Jackson Heights had 56 points to the Horton ladies' 20. Hiawatha topped Jeff West 51-33. It was a close victory for Sabetha over Perry Lecompton as the Sabetha ladies had 30 points to Perry Lecompton ladies' 29. In the Marhill Mount Academy game, it was Pleasant Ridge on top with a final score of Pleasant Ridge 36, Marhill Mount Academy 26. And in the game that you listen to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had Topeka Highland beat the Atchison High Phoenix ladies 65-51. In boys basketball, we do have a final. It was Wetmore over Donovan West. Wetmore had 51 points to the Donovan West Mustangs 40. In the Perry Lecompton Sabetha game, the first quarter score was Sabetha 18, Perry Lecompton boys 11. And in this game, we've got Highland Park leading Atchison High at the half 39-22. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310. Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy tonight with a chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 32.
Westerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 39. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Snow likely 17. Upper 20s Thursday with a chance of snow. Upper 30s Friday. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside currently, we are sitting at 44 degrees at the weather station on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. Winds are very light at southwest at 3 to 5 miles per hour currently. We have received 0.34 inches of rain today. The relative humidity is 89%. The barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.33 inches of mercury. Dew point 41 degrees Fahrenheit. And the feels like temperature right at now is 40 degrees. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to Topeka, Kansas. We're going to the second half, and it's a 39-22 Hanna Park lead, and Atchison, a quick driving shot by Simon Rowley for his fourth point of the game. Makes it 39-24. Joseph's our man in the studio. Producer, engineer, newsman, deluxe. Joseph, thank you for all your many skills and appreciate you. Here's a little reverse layup on the other end. While the bucket will not go in, the foul is going to be called on Jeter Purdy. For Jeter, it will be foul number two of the game. It'll be the first foul of the second half by either club. It is going to put Highland Park's Ja'Cory Robinson on the free throw line. Ja'Cory can reach double-digit scoring with either of these free throws, and he'll do it with the first one. It is now 40-24. One more shot coming his way. And it will not go in. 40-24, 7-11 to go in the third quarter. Atchison up the floor. They'll feed to the right side of the lane. Going in, going up. Getting the bucket, Jesse Greenlee. Here's the thing. You are not going to be strong enough to stop Jesse. If he gets you moving a little bit, backpedaling a little bit, and you think that you can just, like, body check him or something, that's just not going to happen. It's going to be the second foul of the game by Hannah Park's Jameer King Cannon. First foul of the second half by the Scots. Jesse's free throw is up, but it will not go in, so he does not complete the three-point play, but does have 15 points. It is a 40-26 ball game. Kind of Park with the lead and with the basketball, and up the floor with it is going to be Jamon Williams. Williams crossing back and forth. Now will slide down the right side of the lane, goes all the way to the baseline. Stopped there by Purdy, brings it back out on top. Now the feed into the lane. The ball is going to get away. It's on the floor, and Scots are going to save it. That was a nice job of saving the ball. Now they'll drive it the right side, changing hand shot high off the window, but no good. Purdy rebounds it down. Here comes Atchison. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. I've got Coach Michael Williams for Highland Park reaching into the bench. He didn't like what he saw in that particular sequence down the floor. The feed in the middle, the feed across. The shot is going to be up and good. You got to give a nice assist that time to Jesse Greenlee. The backup will go to Jeter Purdy, his first point of the evening. And it's down 40-28, 6:14 left in the game. 6:14 left in the third quarter. Trey Richardson with it on top. He's been phenomenal. Pulls up for the long two and drains it. Trey Richardson now at 18 points, 42-28. He had stepped just about a foot length into the top of the key, so just inside the three-point circle. Now the drive, the pass in the middle to Samar. Shot's going to be blocked. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Trey Richardson down the floor. He will stop at the right side of the lane off the block. Kick it back out on top. Give him an assist as Jameer Anderson hits the three. It is now 45-28 with 5.5 to play in the third quarter. Jameer Hernandez will kick it over to the right side to Trey. Feeds underneath to Jesse. Cuts in, goes in, power move, and scores. Jesse Greenlee hits the bucket. We're going to get a timeout taken by Highland Park. Break in the action. Joseph, 5:15 to go in the third quarter. It is Highland Park 45, Atchison 13.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
With 5 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the third quarter of tonight's high school guys game, Highland Park here in Topeka, Kansas, putting the ball in play for the backcourt, leading Atchison 45-30. Welcome back, everybody. As Scott will come into the forecourt, skip it over to the right side. The feed to the right side of the lane. The ball batted away for a moment. Recovered and bring back out on top to Jamon Williams. Now driving in, Trey shoots, draws the foul. Coming to the line will be Trey Richardson. Richardson with a couple of free throw opportunities here. They're going to put him with the line. I thought it was a shooting violation, so they're coming to the line with him. And he can get to 20 points here tonight. This is going to be the third foul this evening on Atchison's Trey Carter. Atchison's second foul of the second half. Richardson at the line. Only thing he hasn't done perfect tonight is free throw shooting. And that one will not go in. He is 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Back into the game for Highland Park will be Adrian Drew Gregory and Mikey Williams. Right side of the lane is Amari Taylor. On the left side of the lane, you've got Ja'Cory Robinson. And at the free throw line for one more shot for Highland Park, it'll be Trey Richardson. Trey sends this one up. It kicks out also. So he is 0 for 3 at the free throw line with 18 points. Atchison up fourth and down the right side is going to be Simon Rowley. Comes out on top to Purdy. Back over to the left side, Damar. He'll go to the baseline, puts the shot up off the widow. It's no good. Rejected away. Outlet down the floor. On the breakaway. Down court. Layup is going to be up and good. It would have been a goal 10 had it not gone in, but Amari Taylor is going to have his first points of the game. 47-30. Now, as Atchison tries to open up the floor, you got Coach Williams for Highland Park telling his defense to come out and attack the basketball. 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Over to the right side is Trey Carter with it for the Phoenix. Out on top is Greenlee. He'll just stop, square up, put on his away a three that misses. Highland Park will rebound it down. Gregory coming up with the basketball. They'll go over to the right side, push it off on top to Williams. He'll knife into the lane. Change hands, goes in, goes up. Yes, Mikey Williams for two. And it's becoming a bit of a runaway at 49-30. Back out on top is Trey Carter. He's way up high, working between the circles, through the top of the key in the center circle. And then, as he cuts to the right side, reaching in for the steal, a foul is committed by Highland Park and Amari Taylor. Amari will have foul number one for him tonight. For Highland Park, it'll be two fouls in the second half. Team fouls are even at two apiece on Highland Park and Atchison. Phoenix putting it in play. They'll go into the backcourt where Carter will bring it up the floor. He's going to spot up for about a 26-foot three-point shot that does not go in. And rebound coming the other way. Changing hands. Off the window. No. Followed up. Yes. count the bucket plus one, and that is Trey Richardson with the follow and the plus one. For Atchison, the foul on Trey Carter. Trey coming out of the ballgame with his fourth foul this evening. Coming here at 3:41 to go, third quarter. We'll see if Trey Richardson can shake off that free throw problem he struggled with tonight. And he does. That will make 21 points for Richardson. It is 52-30. Highland Park in front. Here comes Atchison. Again, Highland Park's going to settle into the zone defense, the 2-3 zone. Raleigh will take a three. It is quite short, and rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. It will be Highland Park basketball. 3 minutes and 25 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Got to crash the board.
Officials taking a minute, slowing play down. It'll come into the backcourt. And walking up the floor is going to be Trey Richardson. He gets it out on top to Corey Robinson. Robinson, the big guy, will dribble it over to the left side. Richardson looks in against Trey Richards. And there's going to be a foul on the floor. No, they're going to call a jump ball underneath. Possession arrow, Phoenix. That was a really good defense inside by Hernandez for Atchison High School. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. And for the Phoenix, it's a tall, tall hill to climb. Trailing in the ballgame now 52-30. Hernandez out on top to Rowley. Now for the right side. There's Rafe Bowen getting his first bucket of the game. Rafe had taken a few shots in the first half, could get none of them to fall. And now on a fast break, the shot won't go in. They'll kick it to the outside. The follow shot will. 3-point shot. Mikey Williams with five. 55-33. Rowley almost took the three, then didn't. That's the fans are saying, go ahead and take it. May not be that bad an idea. Here's the feed in the middle of Jesse. Another power move and two more. Greenlee. 19 points, Jesse Greenlee. 55-35. The shot underneath on the other end is up and no good. And as the rebound comes down to Simon Rowley, he gets fouled. Kamir Anderson coming back into the game for Highland Park. And Jamon Williams both coming back in. That foul is going to be the first of the night for Highland Park's Trey Richardson. And we're at 2:13 to go in the third quarter. The ball coming in for the Phoenix from deep in the backcourt. And it is Simon Rowley bringing it up the floor. Goes right side to Rafe. Bowen can't get the three. Little look-away pass in the middle. Trying to get it to Greenlee. Doesn't work. Breakaway on the other end. A running shot. Nope. Offensive board, kick back, the three is up, it's good. From very deep from the right side, the three-point shot is going to be drained. And here's a three for Rowley that won't go in. Kamir Anderson has three threes tonight. Here's a baseline three. That one will not quite go down. Mikey Williams launched that shot from deep in the baseline corner left. A minute and a quarter to go in the third quarter. It is a 58-35 Scotty lead. Here's a three for Rafe Bowen, rather short, and a rebound pulled down off the floor by Adrian Drew Gregory. Back to the other end, the transition, the shot for three. That's another one. My goodness, Kamir Anderson can shoot. Three threes already in the third quarter. It is now a 61-35 ball game. Atchison around to the left side to Rowley. They'll feed in the middle of Greenlee. He has the ball stripped out of his hands and stolen away. Here come the Scots. And coming up the floor, DeMar just reaches in. Coach Michael Williams for Hannah Park is clamoring for the intentional foul. Won't get it. But DeMar reached in and kind of detained, let us say. The Hannah Park player coming up the floor. Didn't want to see that fast break action happen. That'll be DeMar's first, Atchison's fourth here in the second half. Scott's basketball. We're in the last minute of the third quarter. 61-35. HP with the ball top side. Jamon Williams standing in the center circle, running the clock down. And again, they're going to go to that wide open, spread the floor kind of an offensive set. It is quite interesting to see how they line this thing up. One guy out in the center circle being chased with the basketball. Four guys lined up from sideline to sideline at the baseline. 20 seconds, 19. Hanna Park utilizing this as an opportunity to work on some things. And now, up top side, Rowley reaches in and commits the foul. 3 fouls tonight for Simon. And with 13 and a half seconds to go in the third quarter, it'll be Scott's basketball coming in front of the scorer's table right at midcourt. Inbound work by Jameer King-Cannon. He'll take it deep into the backcourt to Ja'Cory Robinson. Ja'Cory brings it up. 9 seconds, now eight. Ja'Cory, top of the key, kicks it to the right with seven. The drive to the baseline, and they'll say stepping on the baseline was Mikey Williams. Mikey put on a really quick first step, trying to get inside his defender, but in the process, kicked his foot over to the side, went out of bounds. Here comes Atchison. 5 seconds, 4 seconds into the forecourt. Here's Rowley with two. In traffic, forces up the shot, not close. 3 quarters in the book. Going to the fourth in Topeka. It's Highland Park, 61 Atchison, 35.
Only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch burritos with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's.
Maybe a handful of fans who kind of pulled on their jackets or their quarter zips and started to head for the doors, but the solid fans are going to hang in here with 8 minutes to go, going to the fourth quarter. It is a 61-35 Highland Park lead. For the Scots, Trey Richardson's 21 leads the way. Tamir Anderson has 4 threes for 12 and is 10 for Ja'Cory Robinson for the Phoenix. How about Jesse Greenlee? 19 points so far tonight. The ball belongs to Highland Park as we are now underway in the fourth quarter. Drive it in, Trey. It's in and up and good. He just put on a burst of speed, blew by the defender. 63-35. Hanson worked on the left side. Highland Park's going to settle into the zone defense. What they really probably don't want to do is they just don't want to commit any fouls. They don't want to slow the game down. Just want to get this thing through to the end. We're going to get Gabe Davis back into the game for Highland Park. Here's the feed underneath. Jeter spins and shoots and scores. Jeter Purdy with 4. 63-37. Which would be 65. Is that right? No, at 63-37. Yeah, scoreboard. Now they'll fix it. Back up with this Highland Park. The scoreboard folks just assumed it was going to be a Highland Park basket. Put two on the wrong side. Here's a feed over to the left side. They'll drive baseline. Oh, a pretty crossover underneath. And the layup is up and good. Ja'Cory Robinson has a dozen. Now it's 65-37. And we have 6:40 to play. Rowley will go down the left side. And in an attempt to defend him, Tamir Anderson will collect his first foul tonight. Tamir Anderson, foul number one, to go with his 12 points. And Tamir, is he coming out? No. You know, Tamir thought he was, but it's going to be Ja'Cory Robinson coming out of the game. And back in, Gabe Davis. Again, Gabe, 6'7". Here's a baseline jump shot for Atchison, and we're going to have a foul. It is going to be on Highland Park. 6:37 to go. And here comes Atchison. They'll bring it into Jeter. Gets it to Hernandez. Over to the right side. Rally, short. Rebound, Hyman Park. They'll bring it up, take it down. Trey Richardson goes in, lobs it back off on top. And again, you're going to have Coach Williams say, back it up, guys. Let's work on some offense a little bit and be very patient. 6:15 to go. Now driving in, and we're going to have a foul on Hernandez. Even after Coach Williams told his team, back this thing up, Javon Williams thought he'd seen a little daylight in the middle. Tried to go into the middle, and Jamar picks up the foul. Here's a baseline shot for three. No good. Davis turns, can't get it. Rebound, pull down Trey Carter. Outlets Hernandez. On the floor twice, in up, shot blocked from behind by Trey Richardson. Here they come, right side, squaring up for another three. He's hot. He'll hit three more. Samir Anderson, 15 points on 5-3. It is 68-37. Now, Atchison's shot not going to go down. Williams will come the other way. They'll bring it to Tamir. His teammates wanted him to shoot another one, but instead they'll go to the baseline left. That three rims out, no good. Jeter will bring it up the floor. He is 1-on-4. We'll pull up for the jumper and knock down the two. Jeter Purdy. 68-39. 5:20 to go. Atchison's going to have Ray Bowen back at the scorer's table. Davis, look-away pass out on top. 5 minutes to play. Hyland Park goes in, goes up, kisses it off the window and good. Jamon Williams, that is his first point tonight. Williams started this game for Highland Park. He's been out there for a great part of the game, but that is his first bucket tonight. Now here's a runner up by Purdy. No, followed up. Yes. Rowley for two. Half a dozen for Simon. 68, make it 70-41. And now a turnover by the Scots. That's got Coach Williams on his feet taking a timeout. Wait a minute. Hold on, Joseph. Why don't we take a timeout if he's just rotating in that many players? He is going to bring back into the game 4 of his starting 5 back in the game, and now we're going to get an Atchison timeout. So we'll take a timeout with Coach Battle instead. Kind of works about the same. Timeout of the court. 4:41 to go in tonight's guys' game. It is Highland Park 70. Atchison 41.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
As we return, good to have you along. You look up around the Scotts Gymnasium and on the, I am going to call it the west side of the gym. I believe this gym's running east and west. Look at the west side of the gym and up on the wall. There's a big picture. Kind of reminds you of, at Hickory High School where they've got the state championship picture. Well, it's kind of like that. Baseline shot for Atchison won't go in. Carter's going to rebound, reverse layup, no, and he gets fouled. So Trey Carter probably coming to the free throw line with that. The whistle is going to be on Highland Park at Jameer Kincannon. Only his third of the night. Trey Carter continues to look for his first point. He's going to get a couple of free throws here to make that happen. By the way, Coach Michael Williams for Highland Park. Down on one knee is the first free throw by Trey Carter. It's good. Down on one knee, talking to the guys coming into the game. He's going to bring both Mikey Williams and Adrian Drew Gregory back into the game. Okay, back to the picture up on the wall. Big portrait of a team, and below it, a nice sign on the wall. Second free throw by Trey is also good. 1976 basketball champion, and below it, the bullet points. Topeka Invitational champion, Centennial League champion, sub-state champion, for a state champion, and one I missed. Grand State Champions. So, the 1976. Got it. Here's a shot from the top. It's up and in. And they're going to call it a two-point shot for Trey Richardson. That was very close to a three, but it was a two. And as we're at 4 minutes to play, it is now 72-43. The shot missing by Atchison. The outlet to the other end. The driving layup is good for a pair. Murray Taylor gets two. And it's 74-43. And we've got 3:40 to go. Pass over to the right side, and we have a foul. We do. The foul is going to be on Mikey Williams. So Mikey picking up his first foul, and once again, coming to the free throw line. For the Phoenix, it'll be Trey Carter. Trey with 2 points tonight on a couple of fourth quarter free throws. Going to have a couple more here. On the right side of the lane for Atchison is going to be Eric Smith. First one's good. On the left side of the line for Atchison is going to be Jeter Purdy. And then behind Trey, who's at the free throw line, going to have Rafe Bowen and Simon Rowley. Second free throw. He'll nail them both. 4-4 at the free throw line is Trey Carter. 74-45. Inside three to go now. Here's a little crossover layup is good. Throwing that one in is Adrian Drew Gregory. His 4 points. 76-45. And the shot at the other end is good for three. Ray Bowen knocks down a three. That'll be his second three of the game. 76-48. Hanna Park with the ball. 2:22 left. Way up top side is going to be Robinson. Kicks it over to the right side. Gets it in the hand of Williams. Williams will go in, dump it off. Robinson off the glass, give him two. To Corey Robinson with 14. And it's now 78-48, and we're at the two-minute mark to play. Rafe with it. Atchison top side. He's going to be Simon. Raleigh skips it over on the edge to Carter. Back out on top, Simon. That's a long left-hand three. Rattles it home, Simon Rowley. 9 points now. 78-51. On the other end, Highland Park. They're having a good time getting up and down the floor. These two teams both like to get up and down the court. Here's a drive right side. Finger rolls good. Mikey Williams for two. It's now 80-51. And we're at a minute 20 to go. Here's Atchison Carter into the lane, loses the handle. It's going to trickle out of bounds. It will be Highland Park basketball. Highland Park's going to reach into the bench now for the first time a little bit and bring in the 6'4" sophomore, Isaiah Kelly. So Isaiah Kelly checks in. Tom side with the ball, bringing the ball club at the point. It's going to be Amari Taylor. Taylor's out there. I also have in there for Highland Park, Prince McMillan, a 6'1 junior. Way out top side, Amari working against Rowley. Starts to drive in, backs away. Half a minute to go. I don't think Highland Park has any intention really of sending a shot off. Coach says, kick that thing over to the right side. He gets it over here to Gregory. Swings it back off on top. And that's going to do it. They wind her down. No intent of shooting. And that's going to go the final score tonight. Highland Park 80. Atchison 51. And we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Are you always on the go? When you bank with Union State Bank of Atchison, they're always on the go with you. Whether it's a demanding job or getting the kids to music lessons, you need banking solutions that go where you are. And Union State Bank of Atchison meets that need.
Not only do they offer the convenient USB mobile app, but with 8 USB locations across the region, you're always close to friendly service. Stop by one of their locations no matter where your crazy life takes you today. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Hey, welcome back to Topeka, Kansas, where in the capital city tonight, the Phoenix ran into a bit of a buzzsaw as the number one team in 5A Highland Park jumped out to a lead early, never trailed in the game, and went on to win it tonight 80-51. Recap of the scoring, first of all, for Highland Park. How about Trey Richardson? He did pretty much everything, 25 points on his way to a Scots win tonight. 15 for Tamir Anderson, 14 for Ja'Cory Robinson. Jameer Kincannon with 9, 7 tonight for Mikey Williams. 4 apiece, Amari Taylor and Adrian Drew Gregory, and 2 for Jamon Williams. For the Phoenix, Bank of Action player of the game was Jesse Greenlee. He battled and fought all night, 19 points, scoring all of them in the first three quarters. So Jesse Greenlee, Bank of Action player of the game tonight with 19. Following him for the Phoenix, Simon Rowley, contributing 9 points. It was 6 apiece for both Jeter Purdy and Rafe Bowen. 5 tonight for Tamar Hernandez, 4 for Trey Carter, and 2 for Jace Richards. Highland Park now 17-0. Atchison is 15-2. Opening game tonight, also going to Highland Park, so it's a Scott sweep at home over to Phoenix this evening. Basketball tomorrow night on K-Radio Sports Look Thursday. Hoops Friday, Saturday is a busy time. You got to love the middle of February. And we got to love you joining us for all these games. Until we greet you next time from Topeka, Kansas, for our man Joseph at the Care Sports Studio, your producer and engineer and all around take care of it kind of a guy, Tom Couch saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.